This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There is a scientific analyst who not only hails the new movie Oppenheimer as a great film, but says that it has two crucial lessons for us in terms of dealing with science and public welfare, one of them involving the mistakes that were involved in handling COVID-19. We'll be speaking to Dr. Wesley Smith coming up from Discovery Institute. We'll also be speaking a little bit later on the rise of Vivek Ramaswamy, which has continued to surprise many people, especially with him being very, very pained to try to answer the question. Okay, given the fact that he believes that President Trump is the greatest president of the 21st century, then why is he running against him? Why is he not simply supporting President Trump for renomination? We will be getting to that as well. And then there is a question about why is America losing faith in religion? And two columns, one from someone on the left and one from someone on the right, both of which are very sympathetic to religion, and I think have some real insights on that issue, which is very important to the nation's future, and it's important to many of us as individuals. And meanwhile, one thing that is important to individuals is basically integrity. And there is a headline about an academic who was a complete fraud, and this actually is appropriate to honor as a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
And now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
In
harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
All right, this is a news story that I'm sure that Elizabeth Warren is reading very closely. Senator Elizabeth Warren. There had been accusations for at least 15 years that Professor Andrea Smith, a prominent ethnic studies academic, had falsely claimed to be Native American. Her scholarship was partly built on what she said was her deep Cherokee identity, but she never publicly, and scholars and former friends say privately, offered any explanation for her Cherokee claims. Now, after a recent complaint by 13 faculty members, Professor Smith has agreed to retire from the University of California, Riverside next year in an unusual separation agreement. Signed in January, the agreement avoids an investigation into the faculty complaint, which accused her of false claims of Native identity that violated academic integrity. And it also allows the university to sidestep legal battles that often come from firing tenured professors. Dr. Smith can keep her position through August of next year and will be allowed to teach classes until then. She will retain her retirement benefits and will have the honorary emerita title. Though that status will not be listed in the university's directory. Riverside will pay up to $5,000 toward her legal costs of resolving the complaint. In other words, given the depth of this fraud, she got off easy. Professor Smith, who is not registered as a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, did not respond to messages seeking comment. But in 2015, she posted a statement in which she lamented violent identity policing. I have always been and always will be Cherokee, she wrote. I have consistently identified myself based on what I knew to be true. I believe it, that Elizabeth Warren, who also fabricated an Indian identity, it was also Cherokee. Cherokees are among the most prominent leading tribal identities in the country. Philip DeLoria, professor at Harvard who studies Native American history and was Professor Smith's colleague at the University of Michigan, said Smith, that's the professor who's being canned at University of California, Riverside, she deflects, angles, and wiggles. And here it is again. Andrew J. Jolivet, chair of the Ethnic Studies Department at University of California, San Diego, said that Ms. Smith's lack of tribal enrollment should not be used as a cudgel against her. The focus on individuals who were unenrolled by enrolled citizens does not serve Indian country, he said. Our time would be better served caring for our communities rather than worrying about individual cases of identity. But you see, when there are special welfare benefits, when there is special treatment of people of Native American background, and a special credit given them to them, particularly in the field of ethnic studies, based upon claims about your ethnic ancestry, then lying should matter. Earlier in her career, Professor Smith herself called out white feminists for hijacking Native identities. White feminists, quote, often want to dissociate themselves from their whiteness, Professor Smith wrote in a heralded 1991 essay. They do this by saying that they are opting to become Indian. In this way, they can escape responsibility and accountability for their white racism. Public questions about Ms. Smith's identity began in 2008, after she was denied tenure at the University of Michigan, causing an uproar. Her supporters held a one-day conference with Dr. Smith's dissertation advisor, Angela Davis, as a guest speaker. Angela Davis at one time was a vice presidential candidate for the Communist Party for the United States. She had her own problems with her academic career at University of California, California State University, San Francisco, and UCLA. A news release described Dr. Smith as, quote, one of the greatest indigenous feminist intellectuals of our time. But she's not indigenous. But the Riverside action came after a faculty complaint in August 2022. One professor, Gerald Clark, from the Ethnic Studies Department, said in an interview that he was compelled to raise the issue because of the damage false claims of identity do to tribal communities. Identities are one of the last things we have that are precious and that we have control over, said Mr. Clark, a member of the Cahuilla Band of Indians. This, of course, is reminiscent of Ward Churchill. Remember Ward Churchill? Jeremy, you remember Ward Churchill, who was very outspoken. He created a great deal of controversy when he said that September 11th was an appropriate revenge kind of strike by indigenous peoples against the United States. And he had sympathy for the terrorists on September 11th. And he had been a very well-acclaimed, prominent Indian scholar. Turns out, zero Indian background. Total fraud. He was also a fraud as a Vietnam veteran. He wasn't one. And in fact, they said after the exposure that he would be known as Chief Standing Eagle. And why Standing Eagle? Because he was so full of beep that he couldn't fly. We'll be right back.
public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Michael Medved Show. Some of the big news today, of course, the new date for a trial. And this is not for a hearing. It's not for arraignments. There's a new date for arraignments of some of the other accused parties in the Georgia case. That'll be taking place September 6th. But the trial for President Trump, which is, and he is the only one right now indicted and standing trial in this case, though there may be others who are added to it. It's the case in Washington, D.C., brought by Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, not concerning the documents, but concerning, in Washington, D.C., the actions that helped to lead to January 6th and the effort to overturn a U.S. election. That trial will begin on March 4th, the day before Super Tuesday. Is it possible that that date would be moved back a little bit? Yes, but not at all possible that it will be moved back the way that President Trump's attorneys wanted it. They wanted to move the trial because of the vast quantity of information they had to process. They had suggested that the trial be postponed until 2026. Yeah, that's right, April of 2026. Judge Chutkan said, get out of here, and basically did not split the difference. She didn't bring it up quite as early as the prosecution wanted. The prosecution wanted the trial to begin in January. It is going to begin in March of next year, right in the midst of the primary election. The Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the police have issued an all clear. The school district, this is the public school district, will begin the dismissal process for elementary and middle schools. High schools will dismiss at 4 p.m. as usual. University of North Carolina students are advised to remain in place, according to a an Alert Carolina message. That's concerning this shooter who has been, he has been taken into custody, isn't that right, Jeremy? But not yet identified. He is in custody. He apparently on campus fired at least one shot, though no reports yet of death or wounding. So thank God that this major university has not been scarred by violence. Meanwhile, talking about not being scarred by violence, Mike Pence faced a certain amount of violence on January 6th, an attempt by a mob that came within 40 feet of him, which is not that far away when you think of it. And chanting, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. And Mike Pence, the former vice president, now presidential candidate, offered a some confidence about the way that the fight for the Republican nomination was going to work itself out. This is clip five.
You were one of six candidates on the stage who said that you would support Mr. Trump even if he is convicted of a felony. Why do you feel that way, especially since you also said on the stage that you felt that he asked you to put him before the Constitution? Why should someone like that be president?
Well, I signed a pledge to be on that stage to say that I support the Republican nominee. I remain confident, more confident after Wednesday night, that the Republican nominee will not be the former president, that we're going to give the American people a standard bearer for the GOP that's going to be able to lead us to victory against Joe Biden and the radical left. But I raised my hand just to say that I'll support the Republican nominee because, Nancy, I could never support Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden's policies have been disastrous. He and his family are under an ethical cloud themselves. And frankly, Joe Biden has trampled on the Constitution of the United States. He's failed to faithfully execute our laws at the southern border of the United States, created the worst crisis in American history. And that student loan giveaway where he was going to ask truck drivers to pay their taxes to pay off the student loans of graduate students was essentially an unconstitutional power grab that I rejected. So I'll support the Republican nominee, and I'm going to continue to work my heart out to make sure that it's me.
That's former Vice President Mike Pence. Concerned about beating Joe Biden, obviously, was Tim Scott, who was there in the debate, the senator from South Carolina, a lot of people felt that he underperformed. He did not aggressively jump into conversations the way that Vivek Ramaswamy did, the way that Mike Pence did. Mike Pence actually had more time in that debate, partially because he speaks slowly. But he had more time in that debate than anybody else. Tim Scott, as he was down there with Doug Burgum, the mayor, the governor of North Dakota, and with Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas. And he was on Fox with his friend Trey Gowdy. They had served together in the House, both from South Carolina, before Tim Scott became U.S. Senator. And Tim Scott had a word to his fellow candidates. Listen.
Some of your opponents had almost 5 minutes longer than you did. 5 minutes in front of 12 million people. So how do you as a candidate decide when to follow the rules, when to respect what the moderators are trying to do, and when to just say, you know what, I'm going to do what everybody else is doing and blow right through all the stop signs?
Well, Trey, that's a great question, and it was answered for me the next night in New Hampshire. I did a town hall with a couple hundred people, and the first four or five questions was, don't you yo-yos know that the more time you spend yelling at each other, the more likely you are to elect Joe Biden? The two groups that benefited the most from that chaos, that food fight on the stage, the media, who loves to see Republicans attacking Republicans, and Joe Biden's campaign. Trying to be the adult in the room does not get you more time. Actually, insulting more people, having less to say, but saying it really loud gets you more time, more points, but it actually improves the chances of Joe Biden being the next president of the United States.
Continuing as President of the United States. Again, a good way of justifying his performance, but what's remarkable here is how much attention Vivek Ramaswamy has gotten from the debates. Everybody talking about how obnoxious he was and how insufferable to watch. And yet his campaign has generated great energy and fundraising capacity. We'll be talking about a movie that generated great fundraising capacity. It's called Oppenheimer, and the lessons from Oppenheimer with Dr. Wesley Smith coming up on The MedVed Show.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Florida is getting additional help from the government as Tropical Storm Idalia heads toward the state's Gulf Coast. President Biden approved federal disaster assistance for the area earlier Monday. This will allow FEMA to organize and help fund relief efforts in affected communities. Much of Southern California is facing an extensive heat warning through Tuesday night. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Wofford says it's going to be hot.
The valley areas will reach close to 110 today, and some of the mountains will reach around 105, the lower mountain elevations. And downtown LA, probably in the lower 90s, and the beaches mostly in the 80s.
The same temperatures are expected on Tuesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the movie Oppenheimer is a cinematic epic. It's 3 hours long. It is gorgeous to look at. It is great to see, and it's IMAX format, and it has made a great deal of money and reached literally tens of millions of people. Now, it hasn't quite reached the level of success of a Barbie, but maybe has raised much more serious questions. Some of those questions are discussed in a terrific article by Wesley Smith, who is the chair and a senior fellow with the Center on Human Exceptionalism at Discovery Institute. He's also a contributor to National Review, and the author of 14 books. Wesley, you loved the movie Oppenheimer. You said it's the best film Hollywood has produced since Godfather.
Was that surprising to you? Hi, Michael. Good to talk with you. I was actually surprised how much I liked the movie. I thought it was going to be more of a kind of a stereotypical Hollywood, we're going to go after one side of these arguments kind of movie. But it turned out to be an excellent history, I thought, quite dramatic in terms of the development of the atomic bomb. And I thought it had certain lessons for us, which is why I wrote that article.
Right. And you say there are two basic lessons here that are both extraordinarily timely. And one of them involves the need to regulate apocalyptic technology. Oppenheimer, of course, was concerned about the technology of nuclear weapons. Right now, we're concerned of the technology of, well, you mentioned CRISPR and AI. What kind of regulation do we need?
Well, it seems to me we need to be able to channel some of these incredibly powerful biotechnologies to prevent a dystopian outcome while also being able to obtain the benefit of them. Just for example, let's take a look at CRISPR. CRISPR is a genetic engineering technique that is very easy to do and can alter any life form, any cell on the planet. Well, we can see where that could lead to some very beneficial uses. For example, treatment of genetic diseases. But you could also see how, in the wrong hands, that could lead to, let's say, the bioengineering of a terrible virus that would be deadly. And it seems to me that what we need is to have an international discussion, as we did with the development of atomic energy, to try to put proper boundaries on the use of these technologies and who can have it and who can't. But we're not even having those conversations. And one of the things in Oppenheimer is that the historically it's true as well that Dr. Oppenheimer wanted to have his first reaction basically was, hey, this is really powerful stuff. We need to start talking to other countries and having regulations. I think he was naive in some of his attitudes, particularly the Soviet Union and the development of the H-bomb. But I do think he was correct and has proved correct that having international controls over atomic energy has actually helped the worst from happening.
Yeah, how do you see that control as being successful when the United States, of course, was the first power to develop nuclear weapons? We were originally determined to keep it to ourselves, partially because of espionage and other betrayals of the United States, which are alluded to in the movie Oppenheimer, because Klaus Fuchs, who became a spy for the British, was one of those people at the Manhattan Project in New Mexico. But given the fact that right now India and Pakistan and China and soon to be, if not already, North Korea, since nuclear technology has been so widely disseminated, how can you see that there has been a successful control of that technology?
Well, it's been decades, and yes, some countries have nuclear weapons that shouldn't have nuclear weapons, but it hasn't spread throughout the world and isn't ubiquitous throughout the world. And my point in terms of biotechnology is that this will be even more difficult to control because it's harder to detect, obviously, and we aren't even having those conversations. What we do have is a race by biotechnologists to create these various techniques and only voluntary guidelines. And of course, if you want to go someplace where there are no ethics, just go to China, which we've seen done. There have already been genetically engineered children born because of work done in China. And there was some American involvement in that work as well. So if we just sit around and pretend that this isn't happening, that these biotechnologists aren't out there kind of racing to be first for various reasons. They want to learn things, they want to improve humanity, or they want to make a lot of money, win a Nobel Prize, whatever it might be. We're not actually serving the people of the world very well, because it becomes a wild, wild west situation. And with atomic energy, even though, as you said, it's been imperfect, we have not had a nuclear exchange since Japan, and we have also been able to harness the peaceful uses of atomic energy, I think, in a very effective way.
When it comes to trying to regulate artificial intelligence, what would be the right forum to work that out? Or do we need to convene some kind of new international conference for that purpose?
Well, I think these things need to be international in scope, because it's like fungible. The research is fungible in the sense that And I believe that the United States should set some boundaries. There are things that we should permit and certainly things we should not permit. At some point, you have to be able to have, for example, a kill switch on AI. I don't know whether the worst fears that some people working on AI, that it could lead to the destruction of humankind, are true. I don't know that. But when you have, what was it, 36% of scientists working on AI think it could destroy humanity, it seems to me we need to not only have some conferences, we need to have some binding regulations.
Amen to that. The other lesson you talk about here was about cancel culture. And you make an interesting analogy, which is the McCarthyism, the fears about communist penetration into the American scientific and other establishments, that is related to cancel culture today. What's the lesson we should take away from the movie and from Oppenheimer's experience, who lost his security clearance in 1954?
Yeah, when he lost his security clearance, the United States lost the benefit of his brain. And it not only hurt his life, because he had some communist associations in the 30s, which many people did, but because he had opposed the development of the H-bomb. But by taking away his security clearance, we basically made it so that one of the great scientists of that era was useless in terms of these kinds of research and helping in terms of government research and activities. And I think the analogy is that cancel culture is hurting us today. I mean, the McCarthyistic effort, for example, in show business to wipe people out of their ability to write movies and to act in television and so forth was the same kind of I think quasi-fascism that we see today, where somebody...
And that, again, does America or the world no good. Wesley Smith's article, which is outstanding, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The Michael Medved Show, the ongoing expectation that we may be stuck with a presidential race with two candidates who are just incredibly flawed and incredibly unpopular. When you hear that 52% of the American people are negative on Joe Biden and 62% are negative on Donald Trump. What does that mean? Where do the people who are negative on both of them, which is a U.S. majority, where do they go? What happens? And it is one of those things where, among many other reasons to be concerned about Joe Biden, including the possibility of withstanding another disastrous impeachment investigation and impeachment attempt against the president, there is that ongoing matter of his age that ought to, and I think honestly might, drive him from the ballot. He has not officially won the Democratic nomination for president. And there's so much time between now and when the conventions take place, a year from now, that I think it's very much an open question whether the Democrats are actually going to nominate Joe Biden. And Van Jones on CNN made that point that, yes, even people on the left who are very loyal members of the Democratic Party are people who are concerned about health issues and the president and his future. This is clip 7.
President Biden's age came up last night, and this morning Nikki Haley said there is no way Joe Biden is going to finish out a next term. We can't have an 81-year-old president. We have to have a new generational leader. As you know, polls show that's not just a Republican position, but that Americans do have concerns about his age, and frankly, they would like choices other than not just Trump and Biden. If there is no credible effort now for the possibility of an alternative Democratic candidate, should there be, in your view?
Well, you know, that's a tricky one. I think people are concerned about Joe Biden. They really are. I mean, Democrats are, you know, they talk behind their hand. Nobody wants to go on TV and say it because we all like to be able to go to barbecues and house parties. But people are concerned, and I do think that. Anybody but Trump going up against someone like Biden, given some of his challenges recently, probably might have a good shot and could make that age an issue. The problem is when you put a Biden up against a Trump, Trump has so many other issues, he's not that much younger, that it becomes a little bit of a wash, and then people kind of just go back to their respective corners.
But before... Okay, and yes, President Trump is 3 years younger than Joe Biden. As Nikki Haley was mentioned, she has spoken very directly about Joe Biden's age. She has spoken very directly about the shortcomings of Donald Trump as a Republican candidate, called him, and it's accurate, the least liked politician in America. No one has even close to the overwhelming majority of negativity that President Trump has. And there's a brand new detailed poll about the impact people's reaction to some of the indictments, some of the accusations, some of the upcoming trials. It is a fiction and wishful thinking that every set of charges against President Trump only increases his popularity. It may increase the determination of his true believers, people who are already very much part of the MAGA movement. It may increase their determination to fight for him and to buy T-shirts or mugs that have his mugshot on it with the words election interference or never surrender, which I think is so ironic because here he was surrendering at the Fulton County Jail. And the photograph that resulted, they label never surrender. Well, he just did, and he has this whole legal process. But here's Nancy Mace, who is a colleague of Nikki Haley. She serves from the House, in the House from South Carolina. And Nikki Haley, of course, two-term governor of that state. Nancy Mace, congresswoman, on her colleague Nikki Haley. Listen.
Well, certainly every candidate talked about being pro-life and what their limits may or may not be, but the only candidate on the stage that talked about how we should protect women and not demonize them was Nikki Haley. And that is a message that we have to carry through. We have to be pro-woman and pro-life. You cannot go after women and attack them because they make a choice that you don't like or do not agree with, because it's a very sensitive subject right now. We want to show that we are going to protect women who've been raped, girls who are victims of incest. We want to make sure that every woman in this country, regardless of where she lives or how much money she makes, that she has access to birth control. Those are the kinds of things, and we're going to talk about child care in a minute, but those are the kinds of things that really matter to women, and we have to show that we care. And I do.
Okay, that's Nancy Mace, Republican congresswoman from South Carolina. One of the other issues that came up during the debate, and it came up because Vivek Ramaswamy has such an extreme position on the issue of Ukraine. He wants to immediately stop American aid and support for Ukraine, and he believes that the fact that this would hand Putin a victory, it would hand the U.S. a victory as well, he believes, by stopping the expenditure of money and the risk of more serious war with Russia. But Jack Keane, who's a former four-star general, was on Fox talking about a turn in what's going on the battlefield right now regarding the Ukraine war, which is worth keeping on top of, obviously. This is clip 8.
What do you know about what's happening on the ground right now?
On the ground in Ukraine, Brett, the Ukrainians in the last several days have made the first breakthrough of the main defense of the Russians. This is something they've been working very hard at, taking casualties, certainly trying to do that. And that is significant. And what they're doing now is attempting to get through the secondary defenses and then exploit that penetration with forces that are uncommitted. In other words, they haven't been in the fight. And this is classic mechanized warfare and how to cope with a prepared defense what the Russians have thrown in front of them. So, yes, progress is finally being made, and it's been challenging to say the least because of the Russians' formidable obstacles that they put in the Ukrainians' path.
Okay, that's General Jack Keane on progress by our Ukrainian allies. Coming up, we'll speak to columnist, political reporter Matt Lewis, who takes a look at the debate and the impact of the debate on the upcoming primary season. And the second debate is also an issue. The second debate is already scheduled for, believe it or not, it's less than a month from now. It's September 27th. And will that debate include President Trump? Should it include President Trump? And then what is to be handled? Because it seems to me there's a real question about the viability of Republican candidates saying, yes, we will support President Trump even if he is convicted. And supporting a convicted felon for President of the United States is, it's different from supporting someone who has various charges against him, an indicted felon, if you will. We'll also be talking about a movie that has borrowed one of President Trump's favorite words, retribution. It has nothing to do with the Trump campaign. It's actually starring Liam Neeson. And talking a little bit about a piece by Nicholas Kristof, a syndicated columnist, who talks about the tremendous retreat of people from churches all across the country. And yes, there's a retreat of religious faith generally in the United States, but it has struck certain Christian churches particularly intensively. And then there's commentary by David French, who is a deeply religious and committed Christian, about why that retreat, why that disillusionment might be a factor. We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.